when something is not going to plan, when something is disruptive of the schedule, when something is slow down, take a lap, take a moment to get your team member out of the room, have an open, assessed conversation about what's the best strategy moving forward so that you can go all in on the appropriate best care.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the Millennial Dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Oh my gosh, I just did a thing and I want to tell you about it so that you can stop doing it because it is the worst. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're going to talk about it here in a second. So I hope you're having a great day. It's Wednesday. I'm sitting to myself. I'm thinking, have you joined the app? Are you involved in the app? If you're not, go get on the app. Go download it at the App Store, 3D Dentist Pro app. Join our online community. It's free. Lots of good free content on there. So please go check that out and join the app. That's my spiel, my sales pitch. Go get free, awesome content. Now, how many times do you feel like you have to save the day? And then you go in there to save the day, and then you're like, son of a bitch, I just got into something that I have no business being in. My mindset's not right. And I just want to walk through this scenario so that you can be like, man, even Sully does that shit too. And then we got to stop. And like, I knew it. I like saw it happening before my eyes. Like an out-of-body experience. Okay, so a patient comes in. They're here for a hybrid maintenance, right? So part of our hybrid maintenance is we take the prosthetics off. We take PAs. We evaluate via ISQ. And when we do that, we often find maybe a potential issue. In this case, one of the implants was clearly failing. You could see it on the PA. And the ISQ was like a 50. So the right move here would have been what? The right move would have been to say, hey, Mr. Schmidt, unfortunately, we have an implant that's not going to make it. What I'd like to do is get this prosthetic on, get you out of here. We'll bring you back when we can take a look at this in more detail. Here are our options. Option one, we just take the implant out, go on and find another day, put your prosthetic back on and fill the hole. Option number two, we could graft this area. This is an implant we didn't place that we were using. And just to rebuild the site so that in the future you've got potential and then we'll put the prosthetic back on. Your only expense there will be the grafting and whatnot. Instead, what do I do? Freaking Sully, save the day, basically just start working. So freaking dumb. It drives me crazy. Like, this is the stuff that, like, I teach stuff to do. You just get caught up in the moment. So I'm like, you know, I've left the office earlier today. I went downtown, shot TV commercials, came back because I knew we had another hybrid seat from yesterday that didn't, the seat didn't work, so we had to reprint it. So I'm already kind of, like, annoyed and flustered. And then I'm walking out the door after doing that, getting that all handled, and I like pop in my head to see how Celeste is doing this maintenance. I see the x-ray and I'm like, oh, let me sit down. And then like immediately went into like freaking Rick mode. It's my dad, you know, which is like, let's save the day and more or less just start numbing up and going. Now, mind you, I don't have a driver for this implant. So we're trying like pulling out every, you should see the operatory right now. It's 3:30, it's 4 o'clock now. It was 3:30 when I started this saga. And, you know, we're pulling out every driver to get out. None of the drivers fit. So I'm like, okay, I'll just run Jura this thing out. It's 50 ISQ. Bad idea because the implant's clearly still integrated, even though it's like failed or failing would probably be the better word. And so now I like can't get this thing out. So he's hurting. So I got to numb him up some more. Mind you, this guy hates being numb. It's just a disaster. And the whole time I'm thinking, oh, by the way, my loops broke yesterday. So I didn't even put my loops on. I've got a backup pair of loops, but they're in the other op. It's just, I'm wearing my vest. It's getting too hot, but I don't want to take the vest off because that would show that, like, I'm getting flustered. I mean, y'all, I'm a shit show, too. Oh my goodness. So I'm, and my poor Celeste, my poor assistant, she's ready to kill me. And it just goes back to, it's freaking dumb. You know, it's dumb. You're not in the right mindset. It's a totally rational conversation to have about grafting this. It's a better indication, probably, you know, long term to graft it, to have the financial conversation. All of that goes better. Yet there's just like this innate need to like save the day, fix the problem. And it just kills us. And, you know, we do this all the time in things, whether it's a bite adjustment, hygiene, squeezing in a limited, and then you're working through lunch next time. And we just got to slow down. You know, like I wish Celeste kicked me and just been like, hey, it's not the day, you know, but she was probably caught off guard because it is out of character for me at this point. I mean, I try to be better. And I'm just like, man, how often do we do this? I got to go record and talk about it because it's a frustrating moment where ultimately I lost. My exhaustion level went, when you're at 70%, 60% tired anyways, it just like plummets, right? It's like an exponential exhaustion. And then ultimately, I think the clinical care, you know, it can potentially suffer in situations like this. And so then that's annoying and that sucks. And look, we're not perfect. You know, I'm trying to save him an appointment, save him coming back. Right call, maybe not. It's hard to say. But I think the moral of the story is, and what I want you to take from this episode, is that when something is not going to plan, when something is disruptive of the schedule, when something is slow down, take a lap, take a moment to get your team member out of the room, have an open, assessed conversation about what's the best strategy moving forward so that you can go all in on the appropriate best care. And that's going to look like, do we have the time, armamentarium to do this? Are we in the right headspace to do this? Do we have consent forms, financial arrangements in place to do this? And if you don't check those boxes, live to fight another day. He wasn't even hurting. If he was hurting, I could put him on an antibiotic. So many scenarios that I could have done in this situation to avoid the negative experience for myself, negative patient experience, and negative. And like at the middle, like kind of right at the beginning, he's like, what are we doing? What are you doing right now? And I'm like, what am I doing right now? Because that's a crappy, and not that I don't know what I'm doing in the moment, but like he's so caught off guard. And I'm like, I'm about to take your implant out. And it's so routine for me that it's just a negative experience. And so when you get in that moment, when you feel like you have to save the day, don't do it and whatnot. I hope this was a helpful episode. If anything, maybe you got a good laugh out of my just crappy experience. This may be the shortest episode I've ever done, but it may be one of the most impactful things I ever talk about. I hope you have a freaking great day. Work smarter than her. Hey, share the podcast. Tell me you like the podcast. It's a labor of love. All right, people. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.